In this episode, you'll discover the one simple practice to receive all the recognition you've always been wanting from your wife. So welcome in, Heroic Husbands, to the Be the Husband She Brags About podcast. This is your one podcast for learning everything you need to know to become the marriage-transforming hero of your relationship. The three specific benefits you'll gain by listening to the end of this episode are: number one, you know why specific recognition is infinitely more important for husbands versus general recognition. Number two, you'll know a simple weekly practice to receive all the recognition you could ever want from your wife. And you have been deserving that recognition, man. So it's a powerful one to listen into. Number three, you'll have a counterbalancing grounding force to help you embrace your queen's fieriest feedback, which that's the life force of a great marriage from a masculine feminine perspective. Touching base with yourselves, guys. In your married life experience in recent times, if not over the long haul journey of it, do you ever yearn to be more recognized in all the things you do in married life? You were all fine men, you're doing a shit ton. Do you ever yearn a little bit more recognition? If not, a fucking bucket load more recognition. Number two, do you ever feel drained and exhausted from never having a moment off the day-to-day responsibilities of being a married man? Just this feeling of, oh God, you know, just trying to get that energy, the energy levels up. And number three, do you ever struggle with receiving your queen's feminine feedback? You can feel the sting of it, it can feel heavy, etc., etc. Okay, well, it's a real key episode, this one, to bring this counterbalancing force between, you know, we're going to be talking about feedback and the two different elements of feedback and why it's important that you get it specific from your queen. Psychologically, you know, why is it so important for men to get feedback, specific feedback, to know how they're doing in marriage? Well, of all the different research out there, and there's tons that can be quoted, I'm going to Martin Seeger's chapter within the Palgrave Handbook of Male Psychology. The author in there outlines three significant drivers of male behavior. This is going back throughout human history and archaeological findings, folklore, literature, and pretty much every culture on the planet. The drivers of male behavior can be broken down into three categories. Number one, fighting and winning. Number two, providing and protecting. Number three, mastery and control over one's own emotions. Just deeply emotionalizes myself just thinking of those, like living that fighting and winning and providing and protecting, you know, that visceral masculine core and mastering control over one's own emotions. Like, I mean, how viscerally powerful you'd feel and what levels of atypical confidence you would embody having these three. Well, let's hone in on number one. So this is one of the main, throughout millennia of human civilization coming together, men at fires, they've whittled it down. So number one, fighting and winning. There's this part, and it can be caricatured, and you know, it's like there's a load of stuff out there in toxic masculinity, etc., etc., that fighting and winning, that's bad and it's wrong. Well, when it's not channeled by consciousness, by your heart, by your soul, when it's winning for the sake of winning, just for the dopamine kick, irrespective of the results that it has for other people, of course an argument can be made, and many arguments can be made, that this, that type of behavior not driven by conscious awareness can be destructive. Of course it can. But I'm here really within the podcast and my work with guys and my own personal practice is to reclaim the sacred beauty at the heart and soul of men. Fighting and winning, when channeled with, you know, conscious awareness from your highest self, from your heart, from your soul, from your Christ consciousness, whatever wording you use for that mystical core of you, I'll just simplify, your heart and your soul. Fighting and winning with purpose. Fighting the good battle. Fighting the battle, you know, right versus wrong. You know, love over fear. It's just, It's a beautiful thing. Now, why the focus is on fighting and winning? You know, at the core of us as men, our neurophysiology, our psychology is optimized when we're fighting and winning. But you can't win at a game unless you're getting feedback as to how well you're doing. Think about it. You know, it's like, what is so enjoyable about sports, about business? You get direct feedback about how you're doing. And there's two, feedback breaks into two categories. Number one, there's growth opportunities. And number two, there's recognition of progress, recognition that you're winning. And at our core, you know, the masculine core beings, the masculine parts of men and women, always bringing that in, it's like it's not male or female, but predominantly husbands will recognize that there's a masculine core. And, you know, definitely when you reclaim your full masculinity, your masculine core, along with your feminine parts, there's a deep attraction that comes for all wives with that. And there's a deep trust and safety that they can feel with that. But masculine grows through truth and challenge. So feedback is absolute profound nourishment for your masculine soul. But you need to look at two feedback loops. Number one, and I've spoken about this many, many times, so I'm not going to labor this point, the Fierce Feminine Feedback Questionnaire. We've brought that in line in Heroic Husbands training and community platform in the last 3-4 months and in my one-on-one coaching. Man, it's off the charts how brilliant that has been. So there are the growth opportunities. And then there's recognition of progress. Like, break it down into sports psychology. You know, the growth opportunities are when the ball is stolen off you, you realize you need to block the guy playing basketball, have a handout in soccer and Gaelic football and rugby, whatever. Like, you're going to notice the growth opportunities by, you know, it's winning or learning. You're going to learn about all your growth opportunities from quite a bit from the losing aspects of it. It's like when your shot doesn't reach the net. I mean, you need to, that's a growth opportunity for strength. You need to be able to throw the ball far enough. So growth opportunities within a sporting background, they can be a bit more obvious. The growth opportunity is definitely from sports. That's why we have coaches, we have teammates. It's like, hey man, come on, you can do better with that. Like, you need to track your man back, blah, blah, blah. It's an inherent part, and so many guys will have in some way, shape or form a sporting experiential know-how. Those of you that don't, just think of some endeavor, music, playing chess, art, whatever. There's a feedback element in it, and the growth opportunities must be embraced. There is also the other part of it, and this is the counterbalancing part. You know, in this podcast and in within Heroic Husbands, I am a passionate believer in the, you know, masculine grows through truth and challenge. The ultimate challenge is in marriage. So there's a counterbalance needed. The growth opportunities and the feedback from our queens is it's absolute nourishment for our soul. But there's also the recognition of progress, the recognition of winning. I went into, like, and it's in recognition. In, if you check out, it's one of the three major unspoken forces driving marital conflict is a perceived lack of respect and recognition. I had a deep personal experience with this. Check out the episode just before this one, Winning Against the Unspoken Dark Forces That Drive Marital Conflict. It's respect and recognition. So it'll give you a bit of a background on the recognition part. I want to share a personal story with the fear, with my own use of Fierce Feminine Feedback Questionnaire. This is probably one of the most potent tools I have created yet within the Heroic Husband training and platform movement in one-on-one coaching. It's split into the three masculine leadership characteristics that every wife loves in a husband: presence, progress, and protection. And in each one of those three categories is broken down into 10 individual variables underneath that category. So at the end of that questionnaire, there's 30 specific variables that a queen is giving feedback on. Not only that, that's like the first three pages are that. Then page four, it's the invitation is given to queens that fill it out to like, go freestyle. What else would you like to add? And boy, you know, with my queen, and I've seen with queens that have started doing it multiple times, that is roasting hot. And it's so trust building, guys. This is like off the charts how trust building this is. One of the guys in the movement, Joe, I'm not going to say his surname, I didn't get permission, but Joe, if you're listening in, sending lots of brotherly love to you, man. Like, Joe came in, he had courageously invited his queen to do the Fierce Feminine Feedback the first time. And yeah, it's just from her doing that feedback, they ended up into an hour, 2 hours of amazing conversation, and their marriage has been amazing in the last number of weeks, kicked off by the transparency of that amazing conversation. However, in my personal experience, and I'm wanting to bring this for guys that are using the Fierce Feminine Feedback questionnaire, and for you guys out there that have been listening in, and those of you that have been really hearing the core message of, you know, embrace your queen's feedback, let your wife know, you know, ask her where you need to work, ask her how you can be a better husband, how you can be a better dad, how you can be a better communicator. It's been a real core part of the message here. What I've noticed myself is I cranked up the amount and the intensity and the fierce directness that my queen would give me feedback. Like, literally over the last 6, 7, 8, 9 months, I have been specifically encouraging her, inviting her, in some ways challenging her, going, baby, you know, get in connection with your anger. Anger is where you will set boundaries from. I want your truth. I want your truth more than ever before. So her feedback is coming with a level of intensity and fierceness and directness like never before. And it is astounding. What I was noticing, guys, is, and I encourage you to develop this muscle, is I practiced, in my masculine practice, I could get to a level of self-reliance on recognizing myself, being able to be, you know, the master chemist of my own neurobiology, neurophysiology, and keeping my dopamine up, serotonin, like just, that was wonderful. And I passionately believe in that, inspire, don't require. You know, I speak that with guys I coach and in the community, and I share it with you guys on the podcast. You know, you inspire your queen to recognize you. You don't require her. We go into this. It's a majorly important, nuanced distinction that is absolutely key to allowing you access an infinite river of recognition. And you deserve to be recognized. Guys, every single one of you deserve to be recognized again and again and again as a regular weekly experience. So you can really feel nourished by being seen and recognized in all the wonderful things that you're doing in your married life, as a husband, as a lover, as a parent, in all the amazing roles that you play. So what I would... it's like the middle way. Part of what I say in Heroic Husbands is like, you're training or complaining. There is a need to train your mind not to need your wife's recognition in the moment. And what's really key there it's a real boy energy. Needing recognition in the moment, like, that's the boy in you requiring mommy to say, you know, you do something good. Oh, good boy, Timmy. Good boy, Mike. You know, good boy. Oh, you did it. And that's really unsexy as fuck. In the moment, needing recognition, you know, that's, I would encourage you to build your muscle. And if you do something on behalf of your queen, on behalf of your kids, you do something powerful in your household, in the moment, have it that you're coming from an intrinsic motivation going, I'm doing this. This is not a chore to do. This is an honor to perform this task on behalf of my household, on behalf of my fortress. You know, this family inside, they're the most special people in my entire world. I do it. It's an honor to do it. So in the moment, you build a muscle of not requiring your queen's recognition for stuff that you're doing around the place. And when you do that, first of all, you will find that not being needy, not, you know, doing these sort of passive aggressive, like, you know, oh, were you in the shed? You know, you're after cleaning out the shed. Oh, baby, did you happen to get the things in the shed that normally, you know, you don't need to get, but I'm just asking because the only reason I'm asking is I want you to praise me and recognize that I've burst ass and cleaned up. You don't do that. You allow your queen spontaneously see you're taking care of things and you are, you know, you're the port in the storm. You really are that mountainous character. And that will make her feel safe and her nervous system will start feeling safer and more. You will be evoking a trust in her. So it's already a power move. However, you know, when you train your nervous system like that, I would challenge you and invite you to own your desire to receive your queen's recognition, but do it in a consciously set container, I would say each week. Weekend can be a cool thing, just modern, profoundly sick society is just, you know, condition us at the weekend. Maybe for most of you, that might be a time that can align between yourself and your queen. But find that time in the week, I would say as a weekly, I'd call it a weekly recognition practice. You literally set a container and ask your queen directly for specific recognition. You're a king wanting recognition from your queen. You don't need it. You know, this is where you go in grounded. It's safe for your queen because it's not because you've just done a thing. You've lived a powerful week. It will not have been perfect. But this is your part of going, hey, I want to be recognized by you. And you can build a context. It's like, baby, like the context is definitely be receiving her feedback first that week. If you're early to this podcast, if this is the first time, you can ask for recognition, of course. The counterbalancing, it really is essential that your queen feels that you are embracing her feedback. You're embracing the feedback on the growth opportunities. That is it's a definite great foundation. The wording, you know, I'm going to suggest certain words for it. The more specific you can get it, the better. I see you making great efforts when you. If your queen is open to it, my queen has found this really astounding. I passionately own my need for specific recognition. She was giving me a lot of general recognition, but I really needed it specifically. Part of the specific nature of it, it was quite a challenge for my queen to go ultra specific. But I did own, it's like, baby, part of masculine, like the masculine core of me, baby, grows through truth and challenge. And it's like everything I want to succeed at the game of marriage. Your general recognition, I love that. And I recognize, I told her, it's like, I recognize you've been in general saying thank you in general. There was praise in general. And it's all from, I inspired her to bring that to me. But it's like this specific recognition. The more specific your recognition is, baby, the more precisely I can lock in on what are the most meaningful things for you that you are recognizing. So I can double down on those and know without me guessing. It's like, oh, she's seeing me doing that. It's like when I get it really specifically, that helps my entire nervous system lock in those behaviors that I'm doing. And my nervous system will lock in with this positive energy of the specific recognition. And it will naturally condition my nervous system to do more of it. So it's like there's an upward spiral. So baby, you know, it's a great support. The more specific I get it, the more I know where precisely I'm winning, and thus the better and easier life comes living with me in romance, in parenting, etc., etc. You can do it both sides. My queen has loved this. We've been like amping it up the last number of weeks, where this weekly recognition practice, I'm saying it as a weekly practice. Guys, we're doing it the whole time. Just breakfast table, dinner table, couple of moments. You know, when I say you don't require it in the moment, my queen, since I've brought this conversation up, man, I don't require her to recognize me. She's recognizing me the whole time. She uses those exact words. It's like, I recognize you and you doing this for the business. I see you and your power when you owned your shit with our girls earlier on and you apologize. I see the efforts you're making in romance. I recognize that you're doing great things in, you know, your sexual health, in your sexual inner healing revolution, etc., etc. It's been amazing. It has unlocked this ocean of recognition coming to me, and I'm sharing it with her. So, but let's go with a weekly recognition practice, because you lock that in, that will inspire the day-to-day to come. If your queen is open to it, and like, go both sides. You know, I see you making great efforts when you, and get specific with your queen. You can lead her on this. I see you making great efforts when you do this with our kids. I recognize your power when. And you can go specific into multiple different aspects of your married life. In parenting, in sex life, in marriage, in finances, in communication, in saying sorry, in owning your shit, etc., etc. You know, I recognize your efforts and progress when you, and give the specific situation, the specific way from your queen to you. And again, I say there is this overlap. You own your need for her to recognize you, but it's a really powerful thing that it's like, hey, baby, I lead you in the practice. Like, I recognize you when you, you know, there's this general, the generosity principle. If you're wanting something in your life, in your relationship, well, are you gifting your relationship? Are you gifting your life that gift that you want to gift it to yourself? So practice the generosity principle. You lead with the practice. When you're doing this practice from a weekly recognition practice, have it set that you're sitting looking at each other. I do encourage you for this. When you're looking into your queen's eyes and receiving her recognition, guys, it lights up your nervous system. And you'll notice that, hey, eye contact is really, it's so revealing. So I do encourage you to make eye contact and hold eye contact. And if your queen feels an inhibition, man, you mightn't have been safe to recognize and to share love with and to share praise with and to recognize. She undoubtedly has probably tried this early days. So if your queen has an inhibition in holding the gaze lovingly, with great compassion, baby, I'd love you to look in my eyes when you're recognizing me. I want to feel the full nourishment of your full recognition and own. Baby, if any part of your nervous system is feeling an inhibition to actually recognizing me, I want to own that for years. There's a high chance I was not receiving, you know, you when you were recognizing me. It's like, I can't go back, but I can only claim this desire to feel your full recognition now. Make the experience safe for her. With that eye contact, with her specific recognitions to you, when you've that done, I mean, meet her recognitions with heaps of gratitude. Like, really bring out the gratitude instrument in your the orchestra of your emotionality and heap her with praise and gratitude. Baby, I am so grateful for you recognize me on this part of parenting. Baby, you seeing me in my power, in what, how I've been showing up in her love life. Hey, That means so much. I'm so grateful to you. I appreciate you taking the time to do this. Oh, baby, I am like, I'm just so like, you can say explicit gratitude and being grateful. Baby, I'm feeling so loved and so seen by you. This is a special moment. I want so much of this from you. You know, I have loved this practice. Thank you for meeting me there. When you're doing that, you're helping whole nervous system. The, you know, feminine grows by praise and appreciation. You praise her, you appreciate her for recognizing you. What's her nervous system going to want to do forevermore with you? Recognize you. So you get this weekly fill off your tank full of recognition. She's seeing you. You haven't come from a needy perspective, needing it in the moment. You create the conscious container. You look in her eyes. You might do a to and fro between you, keeping the eye contact, and then you praise her, you express gratitude. Man, what a beautiful practice. What this practice will also do, it will kill, it will assassinate, it will root out of your nervous system, because it's nothing good comes from it. It's the subconscious confirmation bias. It's one of the key cognitive distortions that every guy has. It's like this belief of, I don't matter, I'm not lovable, I don't, you know, I don't matter to this woman. You leading this practice will slowly but surely iron out that part, and you will welcome in more and more recognition. And guys, it's like amping up. It's like, you know, the nitro pack, is it in Too Fast, Too Furious? It's like, oh, go nitro, you know, like, and then the car goes like, you know, twice the speed with fucking a 20-foot flame going out the exhaust. It's, that's the nitro pack, recognition. So my challenge to you is re-listen to this a couple of times if you need, lock it in. This weekend, set a conscious container with your queen and own your desire, your wish, your want to receive specific recognition. Thank her, and man, happily ever after comes from that. Before you go, guys, don't miss your best ever moment to access one-on-one coaching with me. Check out the coaching page link in the podcast episode notes. Reminder, due to the remarkable results husbands have been achieving in one-on-one coaching with me, I'm unapologetically proud as fuck of the amazing results that every man is achieving. I'm raising my fees from $5,000 to $20,000 from January 1st, 2026. You can get on the site, read some of the kick-ass testimonials. Your testimonial can be there in 3.5-4 months' time. Book your free, no obligations intro call, and hey, put yourself in the driving seat to be entering 2026 in heroic husband status while saving 15,000 euro. And that's not all. You join up on or before the 28th of November 2025 to the one-on-one coaching program. You will receive one entire free year's membership to Heroic Husbands Community and Training Platform. This offer, it's a once-only offer. It will not be repeated again. I'm putting it out there to you guys. 2026 can be the best year ever from the seed that you plant today. Getting that call. In perfect alignment with the mantra of this beautiful movement. Better husbands today, better world tomorrow. Go have an amazingly beautiful kingly day.